Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past weekend, we celebrated Good Friday and Easter. And during our message, we talked about three words to describe the significance of the resurrection. The first word was historical, meaning that the resurrection of Jesus is not a myth or a legend or a fairy tale that was made up along the way, but that it is an actual historical, verifiable event. It's historical. The second word that we talked about was that the resurrection is important. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul talks about how if Jesus wasn't actually raised from the dead, then our faith as Christians is useless. It's futile. People should feel sorry for us because we are still dead in our sins. The resurrection of Jesus is the most important aspect of our faith as Christians. And in fact, everything rises and falls on the truthfulness of the resurrection. And so we know that it's historical. We know that it's important. But then number three, the word that we talked about was that it is personal. You see, in order for the resurrection of Jesus to truly matter and to make a difference in our life, it can't just be this historical event where we agree that it took place. And it can't just be an important event where we, you know, show up on Easter and spend time celebrating what happened. No, it has to become a personal and spiritual reality for us. You see, the Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the consequence for our sin is eternal separation from God. And there's nothing that we can do to bridge the gap that sin has created between us and God. No amount of success or achievement or goodness or religion can fix this problem that sin has caused, because God is holy and just, and his standard is perfection, which is why God sent Jesus. 2,000 years ago, Jesus came and lived the life that you and I could not live. He was perfect and without sin. And then he died the death that we deserved on the cross, taking on the judgment of God and paying the price, paying the penalty for our sin. And 3 days later, he rose from the dead, defeating sin and death, and he made a way for us to be forgiven, a way for us to be made right with God. And the Bible tells us that all of us are born spiritually dead. We are born dead in our sins. And listen, a dead person doesn't need medicine. They don't need medical attention. A dead person needs a miracle. They need resurrection. And this is something that we can't do ourselves. Dead people can't bring themselves back to life. We need someone to breathe life into us. And the only one who can do that is the one who has already defeated sin and death. In John chapter 11, Jesus said this. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And whoever believes in him, whoever puts their faith and trust in him, they will live even though they die. You see, Jesus is offering us eternal life through him. And this is a free gift that is available to each and every one of us. The Bible tells us that we are saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus, and that whoever calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. And so the resurrection, yes, it's historical, it actually happened. And yes, it's important. Our entire faith rises and falls on the truthfulness of it, but it's also personal. We are in need of resurrection. We need to be brought to life. And the only one who can do that is Jesus, the one who defeated sin, who defeated death, and who says that he is the resurrection and the life. And so I'd love to take a moment to pray for you today and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we thank you just for the truth of Easter weekend that we were able to celebrate. God, we thank you for the incredible work that you did this past weekend. for the new people that we saw at church. God, for the people who made decisions to put their faith and trust in you. And God, we thank you just for the gift of eternal life, for the promise that we can live forever with you because of your death and your resurrection from the dead. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you for saving us. It's in your name that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.